Hey everyone, and welcome back.
Ugh.
You know, we always love to keep you updated on everything happening in the world of AI. And wow, this month you guys sent us a ton of really interesting stuff.
Yeah, a lot to dig into.
So let's get right to it. This month we're doing a deep dive on all things AI from December 2024.
Yeah, from these huge model upgrades to some crazy financial moves happening in the industry, we're gonna break it all down and hopefully give you some of those aha moments that make you feel like you're really on top of it.
Love that. So first up, let's talk about OpenAI and their brand new o3 model for ChatGPT.
Okay.
I bet some of you are thinking, oh, another update, but this one's kind of a big deal.
Yeah, this is not just like a little bug fix or anything.
Yeah.
This time we're talking about a 20% improvement in the model's reasoning and problem-solving abilities compared to the older version.
50% better, huh?
Yeah.
So what does that actually look like in the real world? I mean, are we just talking like AI that can write a slightly better blog post?
Well, think bigger than that. Imagine scientists using this to like model complex protein interactions that could lead to like new life-saving drugs, or engineers using it to design smarter, more efficient power grids. We're talking about some serious potential here.
Wow. Okay. So this 20% jump, it's not just about making things a little bit better. It's like opening up a whole new level of problem solving.
Exactly. The potential impact on fields like medicine and energy, even space exploration, it's pretty mind-blowing.
That is pretty mind-blowing. But OpenAI wasn't the only one making big moves this month. Google also threw their hat in the ring with their own release, Gemini 2.0, and they're calling it flash thinking.
Right.
For those of us who aren't, fluent in AI, what exactly is flash thinking?
Basically, it's a supercharged way for AI to process information and make connections. Think of it like this: Gemini can now analyze super complicated data and draw conclusions way faster and way more efficiently than before.
So it's not just about speed, but the ability to actually see those connections in the data that might have been missed before. It's like having an AI Sherlock Holmes on the case, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, precisely. And what makes Google's approach even more interesting is that they're integrating Gemini 2.0 directly into Google Workspace.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what does that mean? Like spreadsheets that practically analyze themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine spreadsheets that practically analyze themselves, presentations that suggest the perfect visuals or emails that can draft themselves based on just a couple of keywords you give it.
Okay, that does sound pretty game-changing. But part of me can't help but wonder, does this mean robots are about to take our jobs? Like, are we all going to have AI assistants doing everything for us?
Well, that's a valid concern, and it's a question a lot of people are asking. But I think the reality is a bit more nuanced than that. While some tasks will definitely become automated, I think the real power of AI is in its ability to augment our capabilities, to help us work smarter, not harder.
I like that. So instead of being afraid of being replaced, maybe we should be thinking about how we can use these new tools to level up our own skills and productivity.
Exactly. It's about adapting and embracing the possibilities.
Speaking of adapting, it seems like even the world of love is getting an AI makeover, Tinder. The dating app is now using AI to suggest potential matches based on your preferences.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating to see how AI is finding its way into even the most personal parts of our lives.
It is. And while some people might welcome the idea of an algorithm helping them find their perfect match, it does raise some interesting questions, right? Like, what does this mean for the future of human connection?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah?
Like, are we losing something special by relying on technology to make these kinds of decisions? Are we giving up too much control?
It's kind of a double-edged sword, right? On one hand, having AI sift through millions of profiles to find potential matches could save you a lot of time and maybe even lead to some really great connections.
Right.
But then on the other hand, is there a risk of losing that element of serendipity, that spark of unexpected connection that makes falling in love so special?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? Are we surrendering too much to algorithms, even in matters of the heart?
And this all comes at a time when we're seeing a ton of buzz around funding for AI and some big conferences coming up. Elon Musk's xAI just secured a massive $6 billion investment.
Wow.
And Apple, a company that's already valued at nearly $4 trillion, is also making huge bets on AI. So what do you think all this investment tells us about the future?
Well, I think it's a clear sign that investors have a lot of faith in the future of AI. They see the potential for huge growth and disruption across a variety of industries. And it's not just limited to big tech companies either. We're seeing a surge of investment across various sectors, which suggests that AI is poised to make a significant impact on pretty much every aspect of our lives. It's kind of like a wildfire, but instead of flames, it's innovation that's spreading across the globe.
I like that analogy. And with all this momentum building, it's safe to say that 2025 is shaping up to be a pretty pivotal year for AI. We have some major conferences on the horizon, rumors swirling about GPT-5, and whispers of some groundbreaking developments in areas like AI-generated art and autonomous systems. What are you most excited about for the coming year?
You know, for me, it's the potential of AI to really revolutionize creative fields like art and music and writing. Like, imagine a world where AI can generate breathtaking artwork or compose like really soul-stirring music or even write novels that rival like the best human authors.
Yeah.
It's just fascinating to think about, like, what are the boundaries between human and artificial expression?
It really is. I mean, it's almost like we're on the verge of this whole new creative renaissance fueled by AI. But it's not just art that's being transformed, right? The advancements in autonomous systems are also pretty remarkable.
Absolutely. We're seeing incredible progress in areas like self-driving cars and drones that can deliver packages like right to your doorstep.
Right.
And even robots that can assist surgeons with really complex procedures.
Wow. It's almost overwhelming to think about the sheer scale of change that's on the horizon. But, you know, with great power comes great responsibility, right? Amidst all this talk about progress and all this amazing potential, we also have to be really mindful of the ethical implications of AI.
Oh, for sure. As AI becomes more integrated into our lives, it's absolutely essential that we consider the potential consequences and make sure that we're developing these technologies responsibly.
And we saw this debate really come to the forefront recently with a senior judge in England who actually called for the legal right for humans to make court decisions instead of relying on AI. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, it's definitely a thought-provoking development.
Yeah.
And it really highlights just how complicated this intersection of law, ethics, and technology really is. Because on the one hand, AI can certainly be helpful in legal processes.
Yeah.
It can help analyze evidence and speed up certain tasks.
Right.
But at the same time, there's definitely a valid argument to be made that certain decisions, especially those that involve like really nuanced judgments about human behavior and intent, those decisions should ultimately be made by humans who can bring empathy and a deeper understanding of context to the table.
Such a delicate balance, isn't it? Like, we want to harness the power and efficiency of AI, but we also need to make sure that we're safeguarding human rights and that justice is served fairly.
Exactly. It's not a question of like AI versus humans. It's about figuring out how we can use AI as a tool to make our legal systems better and more efficient, while also upholding those fundamental principles of fairness and due process.
And this conversation about responsible AI development, it's only going to become more important as we move towards even more powerful AI models, like the rumored GPT-5.
Yeah.
What do you think are some of the key considerations we need to keep in mind as we keep pushing the boundaries of what AI can do?
One of the most important things is transparency. We need to understand how these models work, what data they're trained on, and how they arrive at their decisions. Because if we don't understand how these systems are making decisions, then it's really hard to identify and mitigate potential biases and to ensure that they're being used ethically.
So it's not just about building smarter AI, it's about building AI that we can trust.
Right. And along with transparency, we also need to prioritize safety and security. I mean, as these AI systems become more sophisticated, they also become more vulnerable to things like malicious attacks or even just unintended consequences. So it's crucial that we're building in robust safeguards to prevent misuse.
It's like building a house. You don't just want it to look pretty. You also need a strong foundation and a secure structure that can withstand anything that comes its way.
That's a great analogy. And just like building a house requires careful planning and attention to detail, so does the development of responsible AI. It's not something that can be done in isolation. It requires collaboration between researchers, policymakers, and the public to make sure that we're harnessing the power of AI for good.
It's a lot to consider, but it's clear that we can't afford to shy away from these conversations. The future of AI is ultimately in our hands, and it's up to us to shape it responsibly.
Absolutely. And that's why it's so important that we equip people with the knowledge and tools they need to understand and engage with AI in a meaningful way. Whether you're a tech expert or just starting to learn about this field, there are so many resources out there to help you on your journey.
And speaking of resources, we wanted to highlight an app that we think is really valuable for anyone who wants to learn more about AI. Have you heard of AI and Machine Learning for Dummies?
Yeah, it's a great app. It breaks down all those complex AI concepts into easy-to-understand lessons with interactive exercises and real-world examples. It's kind of like having your own personal AI tutor right in your pocket.
I love that. And you don't need to be a data scientist to use it. You don't need any kind of technical background to grasp the fundamentals of AI and start exploring its potential.
Yeah, exactly. And the app covers a lot of ground, from understanding basic algorithms to exploring the ethical implications of AI. So
Yeah.
it's a great resource for anyone who wants to build a solid foundation in AI.
So if you're feeling inspired to dive deeper into the world of AI, this app could be the perfect place to start.
Definitely. It's a
Right.
great way to stay ahead of the curve and make sure you're prepared for the future of AI.
Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've talked about some pretty mind-blowing advancements in AI, like these new models that are coming out and these huge investments that are pouring into the industry. But we also talked about those crucial ethical considerations that we need to keep in mind as AI becomes a bigger part of our lives.
Absolutely. It's a really dynamic and constantly evolving landscape, and it's up to all of us to navigate it thoughtfully.
As we're wrapping up this deep dive, I'm honestly left feeling a mix of awe and also kind of like, wait, what's next? What's one question that you think our listeners should really be pondering as we head into 2025?
That's a good question. I think the most important question to ask ourselves is this: what kind of future do we want to build with AI? Because it really is a powerful tool. It's capable of doing some incredible things,
Is.
but its ultimate impact is going to depend on the choices we make today.
I love that. It's not just about what AI can do. It's about what we want AI to do and how we can make sure that it aligns with our values and our vision for the future.
Exactly. It's about moving beyond the hype and really thinking about the long-term implications of AI on society, our economy, and our lives.
So, to our listeners out there, we challenge you to consider this question as you continue your own exploration of AI. What role do you want AI to play in your life, your work, and your community? And what steps can you take to make sure that it's being used ethically and responsibly?
It's important to remember that the future of AI isn't set in stone. We're all actively shaping it with every decision we make, every conversation we have, and every action we take.
I love that. So let's make those choices count.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, that's a fantastic note to end on. We hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of the incredible progress that's happening in AI, the ethical challenges that we're facing, and the amazing possibilities that lie ahead.
Yeah, and we encourage you to keep exploring, keep asking questions, and most importantly, keep learning, because the world of AI is constantly evolving and there's always something new to discover.
And if you have any thoughts or questions about what we've discussed today, please don't hesitate to reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Share your insights, your concerns, your predictions, because this is a conversation that belongs to all of us.
Absolutely. We're all in this together.
Until next time, keep diving deep into the fascinating world of AI.
Yeah, it really is important to kind of stay, informed and engaged and really just stay curious about the possibilities and challenges of AI.
Totally. We've talked a lot about the power of AI with these new models and all the investment pouring into it, but we really can't forget about those ethical concerns, especially as it becomes more and more a part of our daily lives.
Yeah, it's a super dynamic landscape and it's always changing, and it's up to all of us to navigate it carefully and thoughtfully.
So we've reached the end of our deep dive, and I don't know about you, but I'm kind of like, wow. And also, like, wait, what's next? What's one question that you think our listeners should really be thinking about as we head into 2025?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think the most important question we should all be asking ourselves is this: what kind of future do we want to build with AI? I mean, it's such a powerful tool and it can do so many amazing
It
things.
really can.
But the way it ultimately impacts our world is going to depend on the choices that we make right now.
I love that. It's not just about what AI can do, it's about what we want it to do and how we can make sure that it's being used in a way that aligns with our values and our hopes for the future.
Exactly. It's
Yeah.
about going beyond just the excitement and the headlines and really thinking critically about the long-term consequences of AI on our society, our economy, and our lives as individuals.
So, to everyone listening out there, we challenge you to think about this question as you continue learning about AI. What role do you want AI to play in your life, in your work, in your community? What can you do to make sure that it's used ethically and responsibly?
Yeah, and remember, the future of AI isn't some predetermined thing. We're all shaping it together with every choice we make, every conversation we have, every action we take.
That's so true. Let's make those choices count.
Absolutely.
Well, that's a great place to wrap things up. We hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of all the amazing advances happening in AI, the ethical challenges that we all need to be thinking about, and the incredible potential that this technology holds.
Keep exploring. Keep asking questions and keep learning, because the world of AI is constantly evolving.
And if you have any thoughts or questions about anything we talked about today, we'd love to hear from you. Send us your ideas, your worries, even your predictions for the future of AI.
Yeah, let's keep this conversation going, because this is something that affects all of us.
That's it for this deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.